Okay, hi, my name is Nathan, and I am 9 years old. Today is April 14th, 2018, and I'm speaking with my mom, Daphne. We are recording this interview in Kenmore, Washington. Okay, our first question is, when did you move to the United States?
It was 2009, June 2009, from Australia.
Okay. So, that means you were 34.
Yeah.
Good. Did you immigrate with a big group of people or a small group?
I came with my family, that included you, Nathan, and my husband, Kevin. Yeah, you were 8 months old.
So why did you choose to move to Washington?
Okay, to Washington, the first place we went to was Pullman, because my husband, Kevin Choi, got a job to work at a university. Yeah, WSU.
So, how did you immigrate? As in, like,
from Australia to,
like,
yeah, I think so. I think that was probably the, wow. Okay, so we flew from Australia.
That's in a plane.
Mm-hmm. On a plane.
Okay.
To the U.S. And then, but then the first place we lived in was Oregon. So, to Washington, we drove from Oregon to Washington. Yeah, for about quite several hours, 7-8 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you glad you moved here?
Sometimes I miss Australia.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So, do you have any memories from, like,
when I
just entering Washington, or just settling in?
Yeah, quite different. Like, if from Oregon to Washington, just across the border can have many different rules. But from Australia to Oregon, it was a big move. It was kind of tough. A lot of things to get used to, and the currency and the, like, getting a driver's license and finding new friends and getting to know the place.
Yeah,
it's a lot. But it was a good memory. Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember what your first impression of the U.S. was?
First impression. That's a good.
What
impression.
You thought before you came here.
I think the city we lived in was small, so I think the first impression was that, like, it's not as crowded as I expected.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and the people were very friendly in a little town that we lived in Corvallis in Oregon. That was, and then we moved to Pullman in Washington. And also was a small city. So both were very small places and kind of less populated than I expected, because I was thinking that U.S. has a lot of people, lots of buildings.
So you mean the U.S. is less populated than you thought?
The cities where I lived in, yeah.
Oh, okay, I get it now.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you know English before? Oh.
Yeah.
Like before you went to an English country? Did you learn English? When did you learn English? That's what I'll ask.
Oh, okay. I learned English when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I wasn't fluent, but coming to the U.S. Gave me a lot of opportunities to practice.
So, were you in Australia when you learned it?
Oh, yeah. I did practice my English there as well. But then Australia has a different accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, each place I visit, I learn a different, like, I understand, I learn to understand a different accent. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, was immigrating hard?
Yeah, it's like, very hard. A lot of things to move.
Yeah,
and also lot, like every time when you go to a different place, you get to know a new neighborhood and a new like city and where things are about and yeah. And also every place we move to didn't have any relatives, so we have to meet new friends, and it takes some time. But in the meantime, it's fun get to know a new city and learn a lot of new things. Yeah.
Okay. But it seems like you're describing like after you came here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like,
the process?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, okay. From Australia to the U.S., the moving process was hard.
Okay.
moving all the belongings and stuff. Yeah. It was expensive to move the stuff and the pets along and... yeah, it's overnight flight. It was hard, like trying to pack up everything. It took a few months to pack up everything.
Oh,
yeah, to empty the house.
That's a pretty long time.
Yeah, and then when we arrived, we had to we have to find an apartment. We had to find an apartment while we were still in Australia. And yeah, so
that's very interesting.
Yeah. Can you imagine that? You were only 8 months old.
Can you tell me a few funny and or exciting events that happened? Or if there were any.
Okay, funny. Well, I don't think it's funny. I remember when we were packing, when we were still in the townhouse in Australia, and we were putting, trying to empty the house, trying to move things around, and then there was a pole that we put leaning against the wall, fell on your head.
What?
Yeah, there was a pole, like, we put on against the
what
wall.
What do you mean a pole?
Because it was, like, a pole, like a long pole that has things in it, like, we have painting and stuff inside.
A pole? Oh,
yeah, it's like a cardboard
rectangle?
Cylinder box. Cylinder tube. So it's really long one.
So it's 10 inches wide, then?
It's, like, cylinder shape, and
how
it's long
would you,
and
how
wide.
How would you put the painting in that?
Yeah, so I don't remember what we put in, but something we rolled up and put it and then we lean against the wall while we're doing the cleaning and packing.
Oh.
And then you were crawling around, and it accidentally fell on your head, and you fainted. That was actually scary for us. So we had to call we had to call 000s.
What?
Yeah, Syria, not 911.
Okay.
So luckily you were fine, you woke up and you were fine. So that was actually quite scary for us, so yeah. Yeah. Not funny.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. Have you ever gone back?
Not yet. Not to Australia, but we've gone back to Canada. That's
okay.
A place we lived in before Australia. So it's a long story, right?
So it's Canada, Australia, Oregon, Washington?
Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
But then before Canada, I lived in China. So China,
yeah.
Canada, Australia, and then the U.S.
So this is a silly question, but what language do you dream in?
In English or Cantonese? That's such a funny question.
No.
Good question. I never thought about it.
Or do you dream in both?
Maybe in both. Mostly Cantonese, I would say, maybe.
Okay.
Because I dream about my hometown a lot.
I can't.
In China.
Oh.
You don't know what you dream is? What language do you dream in?
Huh? I mean, I can't think of myself, like dreaming in, like, this language and then dreaming in this language.
Yes. I like that question a lot.
Yeah.
I think in both, but mainly Cantonese. In my own dialect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next question? No more? Okay. Thank you.
Okay, that's the end of our interview. And I guess we're stopping now.